beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
That intro gets me every single time.
I like the person that texts in every couple of weeks and goes, who's broken what sea monster chain? I don't get that.
Once it happens, you know. No one has to explain it to you.
Tell you what, she's broken her
sea. That's not the topic for today.
No. All right, I'm actually going off the list this week because I've had a couple of real good things sent to me. The first one.
This list just lives on, doesn't it?
Mikey told me some stuff yesterday that just freaked me out. But we'll talk about that at a later date. Right. In a mine in Ontario, there is a body of water that is probably the world's oldest pool of water. And it is believed it could be over. Dan, dan, dan.
Wait.
Hang on. Shall I do it again?
Wait, hang on one second.
Say again. Do it again. They found the body of water that it is believed could be over. Two billion years old and 30 seconds of my time I'll never get back after that drum.
17 seconds.
And that's not the first time the drums have been played.
Okay. Right, it's in that, like, 2 billion years old. Just think about that. I talked to you on Saturday and I said it was a million, and then I got home and went,
This is actual water. How do you determine the age of it?
I shall tell you about that in a minute. There's a sell-by date on it. No, not really. It's in the Kidd Mine in Ontario near the city of Timmins, which has the world's largest sulfide ore deposits, and it's up to 3,300 metres deep.
Wow.
So is the depth how you tell the age?
No. What it is, they've actually found water there. They found some water in 2013 that was 1.5 billion years old, and they actually test it. They can test traces of the gases from it. They got helium, argon, and neon.
Wow, that's so cool.
Which enabled them to date it. And now they've gone down even deeper to 4.8K, and that's when they've discovered this water that's like 2 billion years old. But I was thinking,
4.8 kilometres deep.
Yeah. Now you were telling me there's that place in Russia that's the deepest hole in the world.
I thought the deepest man-made hole was in Russia.
Yeah. Well, this one says
it basically just exists. There's like nothing around it. It's just like for mining.
Yeah. What it says here, the mine is the most northern point to the centre of the Earth that is potentially accessible to us.
What? Pardon.
Maybe the one in Russia's in the southern hemisphere or the southern part of it. It don't matter. Oh, confusing myself there.
No, well, maybe this one might be different because I read it years ago. But anyway,
the mine going to shut in 2020, so they reckon that could be the end of it. But they reckon, it shows that things can live that far underground, but it doesn't because they haven't found anything.
Well, but I mean, yeah.
You know?
So two...
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Water normally flows... Yeah, groundwater flows quicker than... Sorry, groundwater usually flows slower than surface water. Groundwater can only move at 1 metre a year.
What, really?
At depth. But I wonder where that water come from. Do you remember we talked about water before, the oceans and that?
Yeah.
And I said... And it said it could have come from meteorites or from the centre of the Earth. I wonder if that's where this water's come from. You know,
there is a theory about that. There is a theory about
So anyway, that's
someone just sent a text here saying the saddest thing about the old water is it'll take humans about 2 weeks to suck it out of the ground and bottle it up and drink it.
But only like really rich bastards can buy it. Like, you know,
love rich bastards.
Trump will probably want a bottle of it.
I'm gonna try and turn my thinking around and just be really get behind rich. Rich, destructive, greedy pigs.
Well, anyway.
Good on you guys.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So that's that. Right.
Hey, did you get a rental property, Mr. Hosking?
The thing is, yeah, after 2020, you can't get there. And they said only people that work there or people that have permission, special permission, are allowed to get in there. I bet you if we turned up in white lab coats, the three of us,
yep,
with old Harry Potter glasses on, a few pens in our top pockets, we could get in there and have a look.
I wonder how you stop it and pulling it up from 4 kilometres under the ground and the earth's crust. Yeah. I wonder if you actually hit the mantle by that stage.
I don't know.
Go from crust to mantle. That's pretty deep. But and then how do you make sure you don't contaminate it on the way back up with more recent, sprightly young water?
Yeah. Just leave it there,
eh?
Leave it
there. Write that question. And when it comes to that question and the test, just leave it blank.
Yeah, just leave it blank. But this is real quick. We'll do this one real quick.
Okay,
in 2017, a pair of metal detectorists, that's the real word for it.
Metal detectorists.
In Switzerland, found a sculptured bronze hand with a gold cuff dating back 3,500 years.
Now, what's unusual about that?
Well,
is 3,500 years. Is we've only been supposedly civilized, like sorting out agriculture for four.
Yeah, the hand of Preles, it's called.
Of who?
Preles with lots of apostrophe bits on it. I can't speak French or whatever they speak.
Tess, you've been to the continent. Are we able to help Rob out there?
Preles with an apostrophe thing, whatever you call it. See now.
Prius.
Preles. We don't know.
Preles, okay.
Preles. I don't think you pronounce the S, maybe.
Okay. Preles.
Preles.
It's slightly smaller than an adult hand, and they reckon it was cast from about a pound of bronze.
How? When?
They've carbon dated it.
So not sculpted, because you don't
sculpt. Sculpted, it's like a proper...
So it's cast.
Yeah, cast like a proper...
Yeah.
It's like a small adult
hand.
So they've
made a mould out of something.
Yeah.
And then they've cast it in bronze.
Yeah. Well, they've carbon dated it.
Which seems very, 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 very clever for the time.
They've carbon dated it. There's a vegetable-based glue that was used to adhere the gold band to the hand and wrist. So that's how they've taken it back to the European Bronze Age. But when the people discovered it, they went and showed...
The metal detectorists.
The archaeology department at Bern Archaeology Services, they went there, showed it to them. When they went back there the next day...
What?
The site had been desecrated. A whole load of things had been smashed up and moved and all that. Police are involved now. But they actually found some bones there of a male, a long bronze pin, some spiral-like things that are worn as hair ornaments, and part of the gold finger, one of the fingers of the hand was missing. Sorry, the bronze hand was missing. So now they're starting to research it all. They don't know what it means. Probably if you got that with you, you were someone. Show host.
What the dickens? You know?
So, brilliant. I'm going to keep all over that one because they're like testing it all out at the moment. So there you go.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Keep us up to date on that hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
G'day.